Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, do we got a show for you tonight. He's old favorite. Been gone for a while, but he's back. So without further ado, here he is.
Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the late hour. Slight issue of sleeping this evening, but always a great chance to catch up in the well past the midnight hour. So, hey, that's just how it works sometimes. Hey, how you doing out there? How's things? How have you been? What is new and exciting? Yes. You know, I tell you what, it's nice to have this avenue, this means of communicating with you guys. It's nice and appreciated that we get some feedback from some of you on time to time, and you let us know where you're at and what's going on with you. And you know, we appreciate that, because you know, it's always good to know where people are out there and what you're up to and what God's got going on in your lives. You know, at the same time, you know, you need to live your life, and you need to live it to the fullest. You need to live it as God intended for it to be. You know, for us, part of our role is to put up resources, to put out things that will be of assistance to you, but we're really cheering you on to fulfill God's plan and purpose for your life. And you know, your walk with Him is not contingent on us, nor is anything in God's plan and purpose for you have to be wrapped up in anything that we do here. You know, we're just purely a resource, you know, for the body of Christ. And for those that would choose to tap this and to use it, you know, the libraries that are there, that have been built up over these last few years, hey, purely use it as you need it. Send the links around to people as they need them. We've tried to set things up in a streamlined way as possible, so you can grab what you need to get it out to the people that need it. And you know what's nice too, is sometimes when it maybe is a little bit difficult for you to talk to somebody about something specific, hey, if you see an audio that covers that, just send them the link, and people can use those. You know, you can use those as a means to address certain issues with your friends. Because hey, you know, one of the easy ways to do that is just to send that link to somebody and don't say much. Just say, hey, I listened to this recently. I'm curious to know what you think about this. And just let them listen. You know, because the Word of God heals. The Word of God, it helps people. You know, when people walk with God, when they listen to His voice, when they listen to the sound of His voice, it does something in their hearts. You know, for us, you know, we walk in step with the Spirit of God, and we know what that does. You know, we know what that does in the lives of other people, and we also know what happens when we start getting off of track, and the effect that that has on us and on those around us. So, you know, we really, you know, for us, we just strive to be in step with Him, but then also at the same time to live the lives that God's intended for us to do. And you don't do that in a vacuum. You know, you don't do that in a holy huddle. Yeah, how many of you guys have heard of the holy huddle? You know, the holy huddle, what that is that's when people go into their little church box, lock themselves away from the rest of the world, and just sort of wait there until they think the rapture's going to show up and whisk them all away and to hell with everybody else, right? Yeah, no. What Jesus did was He pulled people out of the world and the world system. He sanctified them. He strengthened them, and then he sent them right back into the world with a commission and a command. We're in the world and we're not of it. So he would send them back in, to be his witnesses and to make a difference. So God intends for you to be his witnesses and for you to make that difference in this life, in this world, according to his plan and purpose. So, yeah, he is above all, he is in all, he flows through all, especially through his people. And for those that have cut themselves off by their free will, turned their back on their Creator, and tried to do it their own way, hey, how's that working out for you? Not quite, is it? No, it doesn't. It doesn't work when you turn your back on the living God. It doesn't work when you try to go your own way. There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Things die when you go your own way. Things die when you get off the path. Things die when you choose something that is other than Christ. So, you know, I mean, it happens around us all the time. You know, we make good decisions and bad decisions and live with the consequences of those choices. You know, that's why Deuteronomy 24 or 28. Yes, it's one of those two. But where it talks about, you know, this day God put before them blessings and curses, and to choose this day whom they would serve, as in, that's in Joshua 24. But we make a choice, you know, and a good friend of mine, you know, one time told me, he said, you know what, you can choose to do whatever you want, you just can't choose the consequences. And you know, it's true. You know, you can choose to do whatever you want, but the consequences will be what they are. You know, you reap what you sow. So if you put into the ground good seed, you're going to see back good seed in life. If you put into the ground something that's bad, something that's ill, something that's wrong and in the wrong direction away from Christ, that's what you're going to receive back in your life. And it's a bit of a rude awakening for so many people when that which comes back to them is not what they want. But if you look at it a little bit, you realize that the only one to blame is yourself, because we become a product of our choices. We become a living ramification of the decisions that we've made, be they good or be they bad. You know, that's why it doesn't make much sense when people get mad at God, because, you know, they've chosen, by and large, the path that they've picked. And as things have fallen apart, it's been a result of them turning their back on Him. We've been found in Him, and He lives in us. And your body is the temple of the Spirit of God. Your mind has been renewed. This mind that's in you is the mind that is in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Have you not allowed this to take place? Have you not worked with the Spirit of God as He has done this in you, in your heart? You know, when you turn yourself over to God, when you turn yourself over to His Spirit, He has this way of transforming you and making you into what it is that He desires you to be. And each person is different. Each person is unique. You know, each person has a God-given set of talents, abilities, skills, that when you begin to use those, when you begin to move in those and exercise those things, as the Spirit of God empowers and quickens those to happen, amazing things take place in the natural. And also you find that there's an incredible level of fulfillment in the things that you do. Because, you know, when something is accomplishing the reason and the purpose that it was made, that is fulfilling. You know, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. You know, I mean, in the world of sports, for example, you know, it's an amazing thing when, you know, an athlete will undergo sometimes even a lifetime of training to, you know, be able to do one race and in that race fulfill, you know, the dream of a lifetime of training, to fulfill the dream of, you know, and the goal and the ambition of, you know, all of that hard work being brought in to just make that perfect race. You know, it requires discipline. You know, it requires patience. It requires commitment. It requires dedication. It requires so much of what the world, for the masses, doesn't push. It's funny because, you know, on the mass scale, what the world seems to do is, you know, it encourages people down a particular line, selling them this particular image, but it makes them all slaves. And, you know, I've been around some of these people from the world, and they work hard, but they work hard for the wrong things. Whereas God's servants are committed, you know, the true ones, they're thoroughly and completely and fully committed, and they put all of their heart, soul, mind, and strength into whatever it is that God would tell them to do. So, you know, we are among those that God has called and instructed according to His plan and purpose to do certain things as prepared by the kingdom for such a time as this. So you and I get the chance to walk all of this stuff out. You and I, we fulfill what it is that God tells us to do. And, you know, we walk through this whole set of experiences that are coming up and are on the horizon. So, yeah, life is interesting. I know right now in the world things are heating up. And I know also for us, you know, at Faith Mix, we haven't been putting out too much. But, I mean, for the guys that have been listening in, you kind of know the drill. You know, we only say what God gives us to say. And if He doesn't give us something to say, hey, we shut up. Because there's really nothing that that we would want to say if God's not quickening us to do something. You know, in this whole process, yeah. Oh, by the way, this is coming to you in the middle of the night, on the other side of the world, nonetheless. But you know, we do what God tells us to when He tells us to. You know, that is our goal, is to be in step with Him like that, and to not hold something back if God desires for us to speak it, but at the same time not to speak without Him leading and guiding a word specifically, because we don't want to go down that path where we're saying something because it's the time that things are supposed to be said, as far as the time of the week or whatnot. But no, it's got to be on God's clock, on God's schedule, God's timing, God's bat, God's ball, God's field, God's world. The whole thing belongs to Him. So, you know, we just want to be staying in that step, and making sure that that which we do is in step with what it is that the Spirit of God is doing. haven't had a ton to say in recent weeks, just because that's kind of been the nature of the way things have been. No schedule, no routine, nothing consistent except whatever God gives us, whenever He gives it to us, we just put it out there. Just kind of been the way it's been. There's been times where stuff has come fast and furious, and then there's other times where we take a break and God puts us on the back burner for a little while and has you do whatever it is that He has you to do and to hear from Him. And you know, there is no need for a mediator. You don't have anyone that stands between you and God. This is something that Christ Jesus is the one that makes the way for you. He's that means by which you access what it is that God intended for you. You access the life that He designed for you to live. And, you know, in this process of life, you know, I don't know. You know, sometimes we go through a set of experiences, and you know, they're quite amazing because they test us on every side. And you know, this part of life, well, kind of where I'm at, I am being tested in a different way. You know, it's a different type of test. It's a different window. You know, we go through different things. And each part of that process is something that it's something that you know, it completes another part of God's design and work that He wants and desires to do in us. For example, you know, you and I, if you look at, say, I mean, God talks about the pottery. He talks about, you know, the silversmith and you know, working. I mean, and we're works like that. Now, in pottery, you know, there's different phases, you know, of working with a pot to make it what it is that you want it to be. You know, you've got to get that clay. You've got to work it over. You've got to do certain things with it. You know, then to put it on the wheel. You got to spin it. You got to fire it. You got to glaze it. You got to do all those different things. Those are all part and parcel. They're all phases. And you know, likewise, you know, we all go through different phases, and in each part of it, you know, the key is to overcome. Now, you know, for me, you know, I'm still, there's some basics to this that I have, you know, that they've sort of been solidified. I mean, one is the need to stay close to Christ in and through everything. The need to stay in prayer. The need to stay in the Word. You know, I say some of these right now because I noticed even in myself when I've started to drift from those, kind of what happens to, you know, my spiritual strength. 'Cause God is the source of our strength, but we need to also be in a place where we're positionally correct spiritually so that we can receive His strength and it can flow in and through us. If we're out of place spiritually, then we start to dry up and you start to feel that. You start to feel that disconnect that takes place when, you know, when we're not properly aligned. So yeah, you know, if I sound a little down, I just found out that my dog died today. So I know it's not a nice thing. It's an awesome dog, very, very cool. Name was Max, and anyways, so, you know, like my buddy Zeph said, life is a series of dogs. It's kind of how, maybe it's sort of part of how we mark the time here. I don't know. But the reality of life and death being something that's, you know, very real. And, you know, all of us are passing through, and you know, you feel it in different ways. I mean, I've been feeling that just, you know, with so many of the things that are going on around me. You know, it's one thing for, you know, for us to really desire, you know, to walk with God and to go through this thing. But at the same time, you know, it's that fulfilling that, going through the day in and the day out, you know, not being disheartened, you know, not being discouraged, not being seduced, you know, by this world and all that it has to offer. You know, how do you do that? How do you now live? You know, that has always been a question. It's like, okay, you know, as a follower of Christ, how now do you live in this world? Because we're in the world, we're not of it, but we're still here. So how now do we live in this place that's obviously against us, obviously doesn't have our best interests at heart, obviously would try to take us out if it could? How now do we live? You know, how now do we go through this place and do what it is that the Father desires of us, fulfill God's plan and purpose in our lives? Yeah. You know, how do we do that? It's a challenge. You know, that's part of why, you know, even Jesus said, you know, look, in this world you're going to have trouble, but take heart, for I've overcome the world. I mean, you know, take heart. He has overcome this. He's overcome every challenge that you'll face. He's overcome every spot, every thing that you're going to encounter. He's already gone through it. And he's already succeeded. He's already won. You know, when I look at the different challenges that we face, you know, one thing that always strengthens me is understanding that he's already overcome. And there is a way through. You know, that's one place where, you know, I know that we get discouraged, but you got to remember that there's a way through. There's a way through it all. There's a way past it all. God has made the way for us to come through. He did it in Christ Jesus. And, you know, each one of these is a step, you know. I understand and I respect the fact that, you know, God has put us in this, and there's a grander purpose for all that we go through. You know, at the same time, you know, to be continually challenged, you know, to be continually tested, to be continually, you know, put through this, it's not for the faint of heart. You know, the walk in Christ is not for the faint of heart. You know, it's for the committed soul that wants what's real, that is not willing to settle for the illusion, that is not willing to settle for anything less than God's best, God's plan and purpose for his life, for her life. So, yeah, you know. Yeah, you know, I'm thinking about my dog. Can't help it. Oh, he was a good dog. He was always happy to see you. He's a bit naughty, but, you know, just a good dog. You know, I mean, boy, if the worlders were just nice like my dog, everything would be fine. Well, actually, it wouldn't be. You still got to commit yourself to the truth and to the kingdom, and not, and look to him for your provision and to look to him for your source, because there really isn't anything in the world other than what God has for you. Because nothing in the world is going to satisfy you. The only thing that is here is to understand that, and the only thing the world's got to show you and has for you is for you to understand it has no solution. It has no way forward. It has no it's broke. It's bankrupt. It's spiritually dead. So, yeah. You know, it's an interesting time. I know that the world right now is going through a lot of upheaval. Things around the world are getting pretty hot in a lot of places, and people are trying to control. People are trying to manipulate. People are trying to make things what they want them to be. But, you know, at the end of the day, God will have His way. At the end of the day, God is going to accomplish His purpose. So, you know, you and I are living manifestations of that. You know, sometimes, you know, for myself, I do struggle. You know, I struggle with my humanity, you know, in all of this, and in desiring to follow Christ. And yet, at the same time, you know, just the press that comes from making that decision, and the desire for some relief, for some release. You know, I completely understand why, you know, so many of God's true people, you know, take to the bottle or substance abuse or engage in all kinds of activities, illicit activities. I understand how that happens, because, you know, just that constant bombardment by the world, and you want to release, you want to break, you want it to not hurt anymore. You know, I saw this video the other day, sent to me by a friend, and I saw this video where there was this kid who he was being picked on, and you know, he just was, there was a whole group of guys around him, and this kid just, you know, as he was being picked on and he was being hit, you know, a few different times, and eventually this kid just snapped and he picked up the guy that was attacking him, and he body slammed him to the ground, and but you know, that's kind of, and then he walked away, and but you know, that's kind of you know, it's, that's sort of the place that, you know, in a lot of ways the children of God are in that the world ganged up on us, the world surrounded us, the world was taking its pot shots at us, the odds were not fair, they weren't listening to reason, they weren't looking to do the right thing, and you know, we were pushed into a corner, we had our back up against the wall, and in that time, you know, what we always find is that God shows Himself strong on His behalf, on the behalf of His children. And time and again, when we're in those situations, that is when you will see, that is when you will see the manifestation of God's power on our behalf, of God orchestrating our circumstances and our situation. You know, He'll take care of His own. And, you know, and I know that there's a window too where things reverse, things snap, things change. One moment where there's can be one moment and everything can change, and change dramatically. And that's what you got to be ready for right now in the phase that we're in, is that in one moment everything can change. Your reality can change, your access can change, your, the way that things are done, all of that, it can change. It can change very, very powerfully. And when that takes place, you know, everything is different. From that point on, everything is different. So, you know, it's to say not to worry. Because, you know, you may be outnumbered. You may be outgunned. You may be surrounded You may be attacked on every side. But in the middle of all of that, you know, God will have his way. And the important thing is to always just stay on track, is to always look at things, you know, through his eyes. You know, there was some wise counsel that Brother Thomas put out some time back, is try to see things through the eyes of Christ. Look at things through his eyes. See other people through his eyes. If you put that filter on your eyes and you ask God to let you see things through his way, you'll see it'll be different. So somebody that's a tyrant, you'll see them through the eyes of Christ, and all of a sudden you'll feel sorry for them because you realize it's a bitter person with a lot of hate and a lot of animosity inside from a world and a life separate from Christ. And you feel pity. You know, you'll see that certain people, you know, it seems like they've got everything going on in this world. If you see them through the filter of Christ, and all of a sudden you realize here's somebody that's empty and has nothing and needs him. You know, when you see things through his eyes, it's different. Everything changes. Everything is different. Nothing remains the same. And that's why, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You need to see things through his eyes, because that's what will make the difference for you. You know, that's what's going to make the difference in the different situations that you face, when you see it from his perspective. Because if you try to see things from your own perspective, if you try to see things from your own reasoning, your own understanding, you're going to be in trouble. Because your own understanding is limited. Your own frame of reference has limitation. Whereas God sees the whole picture. Nothing is hidden from him. He knows every heart, every intention, every imagination, and accordingly, he is able to instruct his people. He is able to show his people, this is the way to go, walk ye in it. So, no, it's all good. Yeah, life is interesting, but no, hey, in the midst of it all, don't worry. You know, don't worry about anything, because you know, I know it gets rough sometimes, and I know that things can be difficult at times, but you know, in the midst of it all, you know, he's in control. And, you know, though we feel heartbreak at times, though we feel the pain of living in this life sometimes, the joy set before him, and for the joy set before him, he endured the cross and scorning his shame. And, you know, that joy set before him was the joy of being married to us for all eternity. And, you know, that's where we're heading to, you know, is to be with him for all eternity, throughout time. So, hey, anyways, you know, love you guys. God bless you. Praying for you. And, you know, we'll catch up again soon. Just know that, you know, we're still out there. You know, we're just, in a little bit of a different season right now. So if you ever wonder what's up with us, you can always drop us an email, and you know, we'll keep in touch. So God bless you. Hey, pray for us too. That's the one thing that we really appreciate more than all else, because prayer is what makes the difference. It's what changes things. So yep, keep us in prayer.
It's tough to lose a dog. It's never a nice thing. You know, just start getting attached to these darn things, and then all of a sudden they're gone. But such is life in this world. We're all passing through this place. you and I are here for a temporary window of time. And in this window of time, it is not about getting everything right. It's not about getting everything perfect. It's not about success in this place. It's just about following Christ. It's just about walking with Him. It's just about aligning with Him, His purpose, His plan, His reason. You know, and sometimes it doesn't make much sense. You know, sometimes these things, you know, to the natural eye, to the carnal eye, they won't make much sense. This life, this world, the things of this world, everything that's going on, all of that, you know, this whole thing is so backward. You know, when you're marked for God, one thing that happens is that, you know, you already have an aversion to the things of the world. They don't attract you, they repulse you. Like, you know, worlders are attracted to infidelity, into immorality, into adultery, into, you know, fornication, into lying, cheating, stealing, devouring, the whole thing. Worlders are attracted into that. The people of God, you know, that kind of stuff, it's not from a point of judgment, it's a point of just not wanting to be separate from the Spirit of God, not wanting to be detached, not wanting to be cut off, not wanting to be any hindrance between you and your relationship with Him. And just something inside of you says, you know what, that's not what I want. You want something else. Why is it that you want something else? Why is it that the world is lining itself up for one set of things, and you have a desire in your heart for something else? You know, the world and the things of this world, it does not satisfy. It does not satisfy that gaping hole in the soul, in the heart, in the spirit of a person. Rather, you know, the things of the world, they just make it worse. Because the more that you have out of this world, it's, you know, it just, the world has a way of killing people very fast. You know, I mean, you think about it, it's like, okay, you know, with pharmaceutical drugs, they used to have this thing, LD50, I think is what it's called, but like lethal dose of 50, where if you gave somebody, you know, 50 doses, if it was below an LD of 50, how does it work? It was a certain level of, basically, if you, I think all pharmaceutical drugs have an LD 50, where, now don't hold me to this, but I'm just thinking, where basically, if somebody, you know, if you had too much of it, if you had 50 doses, it would kill you. I mean, that's why food doesn't do it like that. Yeah, you know, it's just, it's the world. If you turn yourself loose on the things of the world, you can drink yourself into a black hole. You can destroy yourself quite quickly. Destroy your brain, destroy your mind, destroy your thought process. You know, through just turning yourself loose on what the world offers you. You know, that's why, too, sometimes the rich socialites have it the worst, because they've got enough money at their disposal to try whatever it is that they feel like. No inhibition there, no restraint there. So they just throw all caution to the wind and destroy and wreck themselves before they're 25. Yeah, and then parents are trying to hold the whole thing together, make it look good for Christmas time. But no, there's, you know, when people follow the ways of Christ, when they follow the ways of God, you know, there's life in that. There's health in that. There's longevity in that. There's peace in that. There's wholeness in that. You know, too, when people walk with Christ, you do become a threat to the worlders. You do. Because, I mean, it's very simple. You have a source and provision, and you're not having to bow down to their system. So every one of them that bows to their system, they're slaves inside of that. The ones that are outside the system, they don't bow to it. And they bow to the King of Kings. In which case, when you bow to the King of Kings, you bow to the highest authority. And you're under the highest authority. Therefore, you trump whatever they have. And when you trump whatever they have, they don't like it. So they attack you out of fear. You know, they make your life difficult out of jealousy. Now, the irony is, the more that they do that, the stronger you get. The more they attack you, the more refined you become. The more that you reflect Christ. So, it's like that scripture where it says if they knew, you know, if the powers of the time knew what were the ramifications of their actions would have been, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. They would not have crucified Jesus Christ had they known that what they were doing was actually fulfilling God's plan and purpose. They thought they were getting their solution and being able to plunge everybody into an eternal world system. But God was using that, and into darkness was what they're trying to do. But God was using that entire thing to set up his kingdom and to set people free. And in that process, that's what's amazing about it. In that process, there's life. In that process, there's peace. In that process, there's wholeness. And in the process that we go through, in the difficulties, the persecutions, the trials, that's how you get refined. You know, that's how you... that's how this whole thing gets turned and strengthened and becomes what it's supposed to be. See, unless you and I submit ourselves to the will of God, willfully going through the process he has for us, willfully allowing God to do in us what he desires to do, unless you and I do that, we remain cut off from him. We remain in a state of trying to do things in ourselves. You don't want to do this in yourself. You don't want to do this your own way. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There's a way that seems right to people, but the problem is you go that way, the close of it is death. Things die when you go the way of the world. There is no joy in the way of the world. They get moments of happiness, moments of, but even those are fleeting. And they're left empty, without peace, without resolution. You know, it's really interesting to me to see how, you know, a lot of this New Age stuff that's coming up, how it is so much closer to what is the truth than most of the churches. I'll say it again. It's interesting to me to see how so much of this New Age stuff that's coming up is so much closer to the truth than a lot of the churches. Now, the way that... Let me clarify that. With the New Age stuff that's coming out, they start going 80% closer to the gospel as far as understanding I am, as far as understanding, you know, this present moment, this present time, walking, you know, in purpose and what is it you are supposed to be and all those kind of things. Whereas the churches as such, I'm talking about the system now, the system that's at enmity with God. The churches, not the true church of the living God, which is the invisible church, which you and I are part of, but the organized 501c3, one that people swear their allegiance to in order for provision and protection and a social club, that whole system Yeah. I mean, there, it's like just jump in the world, be part of the world, and come and pay your 10%. Join the two different clubs. Have a sense of belonging. Yeah. How bizarre is that? Now, you know, with a lot of the New Age stuff that's coming out, they're talking about the individual, you know, of you know, I am, and people being in a place of present. But see, you know, the funny thing with that stuff too is that still, they have to always, the kicker with all this stuff is Jesus. See, it's how you relate to Jesus. That's the most important. Because, you know, I remember a line from one of those preachers. It's a true line. He said, either he is Lord of all, or he's not Lord at all. Either he's Lord of everything, and he's the one that that you look to, and you allow him to lead and direct and guide, or it's not. And if it's not, then in those areas, you're left to yourself. You're left to your own devices. You're left to your own strength. It's a challenge. Because see, you know, the thing is too, is it's not about religion. It was never about religion. It was about relationship with our Creator, relationship with the one that made us. And His intention for us was that we would live a full life. His intention for us is that we would know the reason that we were made and that we were created, and we would fulfill that purpose. So we were made for that. You know, a simple question. You know, where were you and I 100 years ago? Well, one thing is we weren't here. We weren't in this dimension. We weren't in this paradigm. So that's you know, a simple answer. Well, one thing we weren't was here. And 100 years from now, where will we be? Again, we won't be here. So, that being the case, you know, while you're here, you might as well be about the purposes of God, the one who's in control of the whole thing, the one who's set up everything, the one who knows how you're made, why you're made, the purposes that He has for you and that He intends for you. Oh man, you know, I think it's good that I do these when I drive. These audios when I drive, because I tell you, whenever I start to do these audios as of recent, I get so tired. I mean, like, it's just, you know, and I know it's an attack of the enemy, but man, you know, I mean, if it was not for the constant activity and visual stimulation from the Sri Lankan traffic, I'd be having a hard time staying awake right now. But you know, that's what happens too. That's also a, just FYI, that's also a method of the enemy, which is,
you know,
when you go to pray, when you go to read your word, that you now get tired. That you now feel drained. That you now, you don't want to get in there. And this is why you pray in Jesus' name, and you bind those things in Jesus' name, and that you, you know, the attacks that come against you of the enemy, so that you can pray, that you can pray effectively, that you can focus effectively, that you can hear what God is saying. So, you know, it is a challenge though, because, you know, most people have never learned that discipline of praying. They haven't learned, you know, how to quiet themselves in the presence of God. You know, how to set your minds on things above. So, you know. Oh, wow. No, it's a good day. You know, it's always a good day when you walk with Christ. Even if it's a bad day, it's a good day. Because, yeah, This is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's always a good day. You know what's funny? When I get tired, as soon as I shut off this recorder, I am fine. It's the moment that I turn this thing on and that I go to speak, that's when I get tired. So, anyways, such is the nature of this thing. Yeah. So, it's all good. Well, I guess for the record, since my dog did die, my dog's name was Max. He was almost 1 year old. He actually got bitten by a snake. In Sri Lanka, we got poisonous snakes, so he was bitten twice. Yeah, it was just a super, super, super dog. Lots of energy, just really friendly, really a lot of fun to be around. Kind of naughty. He would do things that he knew he wasn't supposed to do. But, yeah, that was the funny thing. When, you know, he knew exactly what you wanted him to do, and then he chose to do the exact opposite. So he would register that in his head and then go the exact opposite direction. But what a great dog. Definitely will be missed. Is being missed right now. And, you know, but death and loss is part of this life. You know, in all fashions. You know, we lose the loved ones that we care about and that are close to us. Pets, you know, work, all kinds of stuff. You know, things come and go. But the optimal thing is just to keep your heart and your focus on Christ. If you keep your focus on Him, what He's going to do is He's going to lead you through those different situations and circumstances so that if you go through something, one, His Spirit is going to strengthen you in that. And then two, He's going to put the right people around you. So, but those are His, not somebody else's. Not handlers, not controllers, but real ones. But, yeah. You know, I tell you, it's a good day. It's a good day to praise the Lord. Oh, man. Yeah, and you know, I'm glad you guys can't see what I see, because this place is quite nutty sometimes on the road. Oh, man. I had a guy a few days back that pulled one of the craziest moves. He was cutting across my lane, like, literally 90 degrees. Looked like he was going to the other side. And he literally hit a U-turn and came straight back. Afterwards, I had to peel off to the left just to keep from hitting this guy. But I don't think many people here actually have a license. I think they just like to drive. So they get a job as a driver, quote unquote. Get out there on the road and do whatever they feel like. Yeah. No, we don't have many people that actually know what they're doing behind the wheel here. So, that being the case, if there's any professional race car drivers out there and you want to come down for some of these upcoming competitions, yeah, I gotta check into that. I think they're supposed to do some drag races in Sri Lanka or something like that coming up here. Anyways. Yeah. But you know what? It's all good. Life is good in Christ. Things are good in Christ. That's the way things are supposed to be. You know, He makes a way, makes provision where there doesn't seem to be a way. And, you know, He always takes care of His people. He always watches over them. He never, ever deserts them. He always fulfills his promise to them. So, you know, this day, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful to be his. I'm grateful to have another chance just to walk with you. And, you know, just to walk in this journey and to have the Father just living and breathing and moving through us. You know, he chooses to work in and through us as his earthen vessels, as we submit ourselves over to him. So, yeah, you know, it's a good day. But, hey, I love you guys. God bless you. Keeping you in prayer. And keep on keeping on, my brothers and sisters. It's all good in Jesus. All right. Hey, talk to you soon. Bye.